Part 2. When Shahryar came back from hunting and saw his brother, he said,
"You are well now, brother. I am happy. Tell me, why were you so sad before?"
Shah Zaman told him about his own wife and the kitchen boy. Then he told Shahryar about his wife and her slave. Shahryar loved his wife very much. He said,
"I don't believe you. My wife's a good woman."
"Go hunting again tomorrow,"
said his brother.
"But come back secretly in the evening. Then you'll see them."
So the next day, Shahryar went to the forest. When it was dark, he returned on foot. In the morning, the king went to his brother's room and looked down into the garden. His wife and her slave were there. They were kissing and laughing. Shahryar was very angry. He immediately called his vizier.
"Kill them both,"
he said.
"Oh, brother,"
said Shah Zaman,
"there are no good women in the world. They are all bad."
"You are right, brother,"
the king replied sadly. Soon after this, Shah Zaman went back to Samarkand. One night, a month or two later, Shahryar said to his vizier,
"I want a new wife. Go and find one for me."
The vizier found a girl. He took her to the king's bedroom, and Shahryar married her. In the morning, he said to his vizier,
"Now kill her."
The next night, he told his vizier to find him another girl. The vizier found one, and Shahryar married her. In the morning, he told his vizier to kill her. Every night, the king married a different girl, and in the morning, his vizier killed her. The people in the kingdom became very angry with the king. They didn't like losing their daughters. One day, Shahrazad, the vizier's daughter, said,
"Father, I'd like to marry the king. I want to try to help our people."
She was a very intelligent girl. She read and studied a lot and knew many things. But when her father heard this, he was angry.
"You silly girl! The king will spend one night with you, and then, in the morning, I'll have to kill you."
"I want to help our people, father,"
Shahrazad said.
"I have a plan. Please, take me to the king."
The vizier was sad, but he took her to the king. Later that night, when the king and Shahrazad were in bed, she started crying.
"Why are you crying?"
asked the king.
"Oh, I'd like to see my sister one more time before I die,"
she said. So the king sent for her sister, Dinarzad. When she arrived, she went and sat next to Shahrazad and said,
"Sister, tell me a story, please. The night will pass more pleasantly."
Shahrazad began to tell a story. Dinarzad listened. The king wasn't tired, so he listened too. She told one story and started another one. But when she saw the first light of morning through the window, she stopped.
"I must know the end of that story,"
said the king.
"You must finish it tomorrow."
So her father didn't have to kill her in the morning. The next night, Shahrazad finished the story and started another one. She continued to tell the king's stories for 1,001 nights. During this time, they had 3 children. Then one day, the king said,
"You are a good and intelligent woman, Shahrazad. I will never kill you. You will be my queen."
And they lived happily together for the rest of their lives.